Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Leader, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Today is Thursday, May 28, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This show comes to you live from Houston, Texas. The Work for Life show is a job readiness workshop. We help people prepare to go to work. We help people prepare to start their own businesses, and we help people prepare to get training so that they can promote on their jobs or change careers or return to the job market because you have been retired, or if you're a veteran and you need to transition over to civilian work, if you're a felon and you're having a hard time finding work, if you're a high school graduate and this is an entry-level time for you, or if you just recently completed college and you are trying to get your career on, but you got to have money right away. Here at the Work for Life show, we have archive files that will help any individual who have need to work and need some help. And if you've been unemployed for more than 6 months, no matter which category you're in, you need help. There's something that you're doing that you must change. Today's show, I'm talking about starting a business. Now, if you need any other shows, my archive files are available right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can follow me on Twitter at Work for Life, BEA. I do job readiness. I will answer questions. I know what it takes to find work. It's about your abilities. It's about your attitude. It's about your actions. If you want to get anything done, you must put forth the actions. That's what it comes to. If you need a job and you've been unemployed for more than 6 months, you got to change your actions. You need to assess your abilities. You need to look at your attitude. Today's show is titled, In Financial Instability Using Hobbies. Because you see, I know that when people remain unemployed, times they're not, it's because you're not doing the right things. Now, do you have hobbies? Everybody has hobbies. Are you facing financial instability? If you have no income coming in and you're not an heiress, you're probably facing financial instability. And I want to tell you how to end your financial instability by using the hobbies that you have. Now, you can call in with questions at 424-222-5248. That's 424-222-5248. You can take the hobbies that you have, and based on the things you can do based on the industry, based on the region where you live, and based on the capitalism that's out there, you can pretty much find a way to make some money using your hobby. So I want you to take your hobby, and I want you to sell it to others and end your financial instability. Now, no matter what hobbies you have, there's something that people will pay you to do. And let me tell you one thing about when it comes to people parting with their money. It seems like the more frivolous it is, the more apt people are to spend their money. People will spend their money, and not just on things they need, not just on the things that they need, but they will spend their money on the things they want when they can't even take care of the things that they need. So this is why I'm asking you to take a hobby that you're passionate about and figure out a way to make some money. I'm one who seek to get what I need from whomever is more readily able to provide what I need. That's the way I do things. So say if a business is selling a good or some service in an area that I can easily access, then my goal is to take away that market business in some way in the least possible time. That's what I'm going to do. If I see somebody is doing good selling and I can produce that same service or that product, I'll do it. And that's what you can do. Based on where you live, no matter where that is, that's what you can do. In your city, there are ways for you to make money using whatever hobby it is, because people sell services and people sell products. Now, yeah, there are a lot of people with little or no money, and you may be one. But those are the people who need some money now, and that's what I'm talking to you about, making some money now. What do you do for fun? Can you do that and sell it to someone else? What do you do anytime that you have some time to put in and you can do it for hours without getting paid for it? How can you sell that service or good to others? Now, a lot of you live in states where the levels of poverty is high and your households are hurting. And then a lot of the households are headed up by women. But you don't have to be without. You know, there are 13 states right now that have poverty levels above 20%. You don't have to be one of those people making up those numbers. California's poverty level 2015 is 21.4. The District of Columbia poverty level is 25.9. Utah's poverty level is 26.0. Arizona's poverty level is 26.4. And New York's poverty level is 26.2. Now, that means there are some people there that need to be making some money. And that also means on the flip side that there's a lot of wealth in every one of these states right now. And you got to find a way to sell some goods or services and make some of that money. What products or services are being sold in your area that you can tap into and sell yourself to your financial stability? What are those things? You know, what are people buying? What are you buying? What are your hobbies? What can you teach others to do? These are the things I'm talking about that will get you to your financial stability using your hobbies. Whether you do arts or craft or biking or exercise or spectator sports or singing, dancing, good at hairstyles, beauty tips, appliance repair. Maybe you're good with appliance repair. Well, you can repair appliances and then start to get appliances that's not working and repair them and sell them. You can sell Avon. You can teach others to do things. What can you do? Play a piano. Teach people how to play a piano. You got your piano right there in your house? You don't have one advertising in your neighborhood paper or community paper that you want to purchase a piano, or you will work for a piano. Because a lot of times when people got pianos, they just sit in there. And you come up with a good idea, and you just might be the owner of a piano. And then you can teach people to play and get paid. Maybe you're a good biblical student. That Bible, you can advertise to attend keynote Bible events And those biblical events can be in churches in your community. It could be in people's homes, or you can travel to where it is, but you advertise your where. Set up programs. Teach people. Create award programs and certificates and sell merchandise, certificates and awards to clubs and individuals. If you're good with plants and you got plants all around you, if they ain't making you no money, start selling them. Break them into pieces and put them in smaller pots and sell them. I've done that before with yard sales. Took my plants, put them in little pots and sold them for $2 and bought plants for $10 and broke it into enough sections so that I can make some money off it. There are always ways to start making money, and as you start making money, you create other ways to make money. But if you're sitting there doing nothing, you'll create nothing but nothing. You good with fashions? Set up some fashion shows. See, what I'm telling you is that a lot of times people like to do the things, especially when times are rough, that they enjoy. Fashion is something people like. If you're good with fashion, why don't you make some money doing it? You can set up a fashion club for teenagers or for toddlers even. Parents will pay that money to be a part of that club, and you can have fashion shows once a month, and you can teach things. It don't matter. The membership is where your money come in first. Just figure out what it is they need to hear and work with them and do things. So if you charge a $20 membership and you get you 10 people right away, that's $200 for a membership. You don't have to do nothing yet, and then you charge for certain things that y'all going to be doing. And y'all have a good time doing it. And you take pictures. You be creative with your talents. This is why people in America today are hurting, because they're not using the gifts that God has given to you. Use your talents, whatever those talents are, and make money. Teach, sell, repair, transport people, do presentations, do organize people's furniture, cook for people from home to home. Do a yard sale consignment. What yard sale junkies, people who love that type of thing, they know where all the best yard sales are, and they know how to talk people down and get stuff, and you're in your own environment when you do that, and you like it. That's your comfort zone, and you're great with it. Well, set it up in your home and start doing it for other people. Or go get you a table at the flea market and do it. You're a professional student? Do some tutoring. It is no reason for financial instability to be crushing this country with all the talents and all the resources and all the goods and all the services. We can end financial instability one by one. You can start a business and end your financial instability. You can merge business services with other people and end that financial instability. You don't have to pay for everything to operate a business. You find other people and y'all share costs. If you're working and you're financial unstable right now, then you can supplement your income by starting a business. Find out what your community needs and provide that in your community. Find out what your community wants and provide that in your community. You can drive people around and take people shopping or go shop for people or be a personal assistant. You can go into office buildings and do filing and clean up office. Things you enjoy doing. There are people who enjoy cleaning up. I'm not one, but there are people who enjoy it and who are good at it and can get paid to do it. You see, financial instability is not the wish of not any one American. So whether you are hardworking poor citizens, or you are hardworking class citizens, or you are hardworking middle class citizens, you don't have to be financially unstable at this time. You just have to do more. You have to do more. You can, with your own hands, you can change your financial worth. And this financial instability is plentiful across America. But wealth is even more plentiful across America. And everyone wants certain things to be in their daily lives. And you can sell some of those things people want and some of those things people need. To have those desires, your money made has to exceed your desires. So you got to make money to have the things you desire and not just have the things that you need. And so you have your destiny in your own hands. And if you're not being successful, you have yourself to blame. Because money is being turned over in our society daily. Billions of dollars. The answer, therefore, is to end financial instability across the many class of workers. And it is for workers to seek and acquire on the jobs, wages, increases. Get out there and make yourself valuable. Supplement your earnings if you're not getting paid enough with your self-employment. Start your own business. Today, that you can end financial instability, there's something you can do right now and make some money based on what your hobbies are. Set up a whist club. Do whatever you can do based on what you have available to you. Whatever you have available. Can you do alterations? Do you like sewing? You like making things? Maybe all you make would like to make is potholders and aprons. Sell them. Make them and sell them. Maybe you'll be good at locating houses for people or apartments for people. You're good with using the telephone. Advertise yourself out as an apartment finding agency. Nobody don't need to know it's just you sitting in your living room. You can work on cars. Go work on cars right in people's driveways. Whatever it is. Start an exercise class. If you like to exercise, start by running and put your phone number on your back on a T-shirt. Come run with me. And when they call, you tell them you got a club and you do this and you do this and you do this. Membership. Hobbies are what we get, where we find pleasure. And we spend money on our hobbies. And if we are out spending money on our hobbies, you can be sure other people spend money on those same hobbies. And if other people have enjoy our hobbies, they're going to be willing to pay. You understand where I'm coming from here? If life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But you don't sit around and hope and wish and pray something fall in your lap. Because if you're not putting forth action, you're not going to get any action. You have to make the move to change your life, and you can start a business just like all the other people who started business in this country. And a lot of businesses have been started in America. And you are no exception. You can do the same thing starting right now based on what you have available. And if you spend any time working, you have something that other people will pay money for. If you have hobbies, you have something that other people will pay money for. So the key thing is, what is it you can do to make money? Stop wasting your days when all you have to do to make money is start your own business if you haven't been able to find a job. I hope that you've gotten something from this show today and that you're inspired to do more for yourself Because if you don't do more for yourself, there is nobody else who's going to do for you. And waiting and hoping other people help you is why so many people are sitting and waiting today. You have to make the moves yourself. You have to decide what it is you're going to be doing. You have to decide what your talents are. If you're good at selling, sell Avon. If you're good at teaching, are you good with the Bible? Teach workshops. Churches have workshops all over America every day. If you're good with fashion, whip it out and show people how good you are. And set up you some clubs. If you're good with dancing, set up some dance groups if you're good with that. If you can repair appliances, repair them and charge people. And then start buying old appliances and selling them to people after you fix them. You're doing something you like to do, and you're making money doing it. That's what you have to do. Find something you enjoy doing, and then sell that good or service to others. Babysit. You like children? Take them to the parks. Sit with them. You can decide what age group you want to work with. Be an escort service for children or for teenagers or for elderly people. Places and do things and shop together. Be a personal shopper. Whatever your talents are, please use them to make your community better. And when you make your community better, you'll make your state better. And when you make your state better, you're making a better America. There are things you can do online. Whatever you decide to do, set up, get you a free website online. They're free websites. And use it so that you can advertise to people. Because there is a lot of poverty in America today. And it doesn't have to be there. We can solve this thing we call poverty. But we have to be willing, every one of us have to be willing to lift ourselves out of poverty. I can't do it for you, but I can try and help you. And I know that the things I'm talking to you right now works because I've helped people find work for 40 years. And I know that everybody has some type of skill that they can sell to somebody. I've never met a person yet that I couldn't help find work. I tell the story about a dishwasher, a guy that had been in jail, and when he come home, his wife had a job in the daytime, and they had a kid, so to stretch the money, he wanted to find work where he could work at night, and she would be, wait a minute, how would it go? He needed to be home in the daytime to take care of the baby, and he would work at night when she was home. And he didn't have any skills, but he said, I can wash dishes, and I don't mind washing dishes, he said. And I helped him find a job washing dishes. And it didn't take us but a few weeks, because when he told me what he didn't mind doing, I got on the phone, and I started calling hotels and restaurants and explaining the situation and what this, why he needed to work at night and why he wanted to wash dishes. And I helped him because he was sincere about going to work, and he went to work. And for me, I will say to anybody, if you need a job and you really are willing to put in the work to get a job, and you listen to my shows, and you ask any questions that you have of me, and I'll answer those questions or find the answer. And in less than 30 days, you'll have a job if you want a job. It has never failed me yet that I didn't find a person a job within 30 days. Sometimes they found the job on their own within those 30 days. The only people that that didn't work for is people I never saw again. But nobody ever worked with me 30 days and did not get a job. And it ain't about me. It's really about a person committing themselves to finding work. Because once you decide you're going to do something, if you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you say you can't do it, you can't do it. That's the words of Henry Ford. If you think you can or if you think you cannot, you are right. It got nothing to do with me. It's got to do with your abilities. It's got to do with your actions. It's got to do with your attitude. So, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today to the Work for Life show. The title of my show today, In Financial Instability Using Hobbies. In Financial Instability Using Your Hobbies. Thank you for listening, and I hope you got enough out of this show that next time you will be contacting me, and please do, and let me know by email or on Twitter that you got a job. Till next time, I'm Bill Leader, and have a blessed day.